Hi, welcome to the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halakha. I'm Rabbi Mark Wyshovsky with the 12-minute shiur number 12, Hallel on Yom Ha'atzma'ut, Bracha or not. As always, you can find the source sheet at our website, freehofinstitute.org/learning, and scroll down to the 12-minute shiur. Yom Ha'atzma'ut, Israel Independence Day, is a major national festival, both in Israel and outside of it, B'chutz La'aretz. But what is its standing in Halakha as a Jewish religious festival? Well, for Haredim, the so-called extreme Orthodox Jews who tend to oppose the Zionist project of a pre-Messianic Jewish state, the answer is that Yom Ha'atzma'ut is not a religious festival at all, maybe even a day of mourning. But for those who are happy with the existence of the state, the custom is to recite Hallel, Psalms 113 through 118, during Shacharit or morning services. But does one recite the Brachot before and after the Hallel, as we do on other festivals and on Rosh Chodesh and on Hanukkah? A great deal rides on our answer to that question. After all, to say a few Psalms is one thing. But when we say a bracha, we make a significant religious statement. We say, Asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, that God sanctifies and instructs us, likro et ha-halel, to recite those psalms for this occasion. We declare that the day marks an act of divine deliverance and redemption of the Jewish people. Just like, say, Hanukkah, when we recite Hallel to celebrate another military victory that led to national independence. Are there good reasons why we should not make such a statement here on Yom Ha'atzma'ut? In this shiur, we'll focus on the arguments of a major Orthodox posek who prohibits the recitation of brachot over the Hallel on Yom Ha'atzma'ut. It's Rabbi Avadya Yosef, the eminent Sephardic authority and former chief rabbi who died in 2013. Now, in order to understand Rabbi Yosef's opinion, we need to begin with some of the texts on our source sheet. The citation from Rambam on lines 3 through 7 informs us that the requirement to say Hallel, and therefore to regard it as a mitzvah over which we say a bracha, is a takana of the ancient rabbis, the members of the Sanhedrin or the Beit Din HaGadol. Could a similar rabbinic body today establish a requirement to recite the Hallel with brachot on Yom Ha'atzma'ut? Most halachists do not believe that any contemporary group of rabbis possesses that kind of halachic authority. But the next text from Bavli Psachim 117a, lines 12 through 19, suggests that the original Sanhedrin might already have granted us the right to do this. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hallel Zeh Mi Amaro. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, who originated the recitation of the Hallel? Chachamim Omrim, Nevi'im Shebenehem Tiknu Lahem LeYisrael SheYehu Omrim Oto Al Kol Perek UFerek VeAl Kol Tzara UTzara SheLo Tavo Alehem LeYisrael. The prophets ordained that the Jews would recite it at every important event and over every danger that should befall them. May that not happen. Once they are redeemed, they shall recite it, that is, the Hallel, over their redemption. A redemption over every danger that should befall us. In lines 23 and 24, we see that Rashi singles out Hanukkah as an example of such a moment of redemption. Maybe we could say that the Israeli victory in the War of Independence was also such a moment of redemption, so that we might be authorized by those prophets, acting in their capacity as sages, members of the Sanhedrin, to establish a recitation of Hallel with brachot. But there's a problem with that. The 14th century Rabbi Menachem HaMeiri, that's lines 29 through 35, summarizes the collective opinion of just about all medieval authorities when he writes, "Any individual, a yachid, who experiences a redemption from danger is entitled to establish a practice of reciting Hallel on that day every year. Ella she'eno mivarech alav, but that person should not recite a bracha over that Hallel. The same is true for every community, for thus was the ordinance established by the prophets, that is, by the prophets, referred to in the Talmudic text in Pesachim 117a. Hallel, yes, bracha, no. We, meaning individuals and communities, recite the entire Hallel with a bracha only on those days specified in Bavli Ta'anit 28a, and that's lines 38 through 44, and not on other occasions of redemption. Well, why not? In his ruling, and we see this part on lines 49 through 58, Rabbi Yosef explains the reason. We learn from all these great authorities that the sages established the recitation of Hallel over acts of redemption for Israel, Ela im ken hayu kol Yisrael ba'otat sara v'nosha'u mimena, only in cases where the entire Jewish people experienced that danger and was saved from it. Aval, Sibor, or afilu medina shlema shel Yisrael. But when a particular Jewish community, or even a whole Jewish city or state, a medina, the word can mean both, is rescued from danger, they are not entitled to establish a recitation of Hallel with brachot, though it is proper for them to recite Hallel without brachot. So the obligatory Hallel, the one over which we recite brachot, celebrates only those moments when the entire Jewish community was rescued from danger. And as Rabbi Yosef goes on to say, only a portion of the world Jewish community, those living in Eretz Yisrael, experienced the Israeli War of Independence. Now, of course, Hanukkah presents something of a difficulty here. The Wars of the Maccabees involved only that portion of the Jewish community that lived then in Eretz Yisrael. A majority of the Jews already lived in the diaspora. But not to worry, as Rabbi Yosef writes in lines 61 through 69, since the Hasmoneans fought to liberate the Beit HaMikdash, the temple, the spiritual center of the entire Jewish people, we say, Tzarat Kol Yisrael Mikare, that's considered a danger that threatened the entire Jewish people. Thus, Hanukkah, for this reason, is fundamentally different from Yom HaAtzma'ut. Yosef offers a second argument for that difference in lines 72 through 84. The redemptions over which we normally say Hallel occurred by way of miracles, by acts of divine deliverance that superseded the natural order. A military victory, even against a larger and better armed foe, such as the one that occurred in the War of Independence, is not necessarily a miracle. Sometimes small armies do defeat large armies. But Hanukkah does involve a miracle. That's the story of the one-day supply of oil that burned miraculously for 8 days. V'lachen, says Yosef, tiknu Hallel b'mei Chanukah. That's why the sages ordained that we say Hallel on Hanukkah. Yom HaAtzma'ut, of course, does not involve a similar miracle. And a third difference between the 2 days is that the redemption we celebrate on Yom HaAtzma'ut is incomplete. See lines 86 through 93. Even though we may speak of the establishment of the Jewish state as the beginnings of redemption, Adchalta de Geula, Rabbi Yosef reminds us that Hoil v'adayin rav haderech lifaneinu kedei lahagia el hamenuchav el hanachala. Even so, it will be a long time before that task is completely realized, politically, militarily, ethically, or spiritually. Thus, we should not establish an obligation to recite Hallel with brachot. So, does Rabbi Yosef's teshuvah convince us not to say brachot over Hallel on Yom HaAtzma'ut? His argument is certainly well-sourced, carefully reasoned, and clearly expressed. But it's obvious that his decision rests not so much upon technical rules of halacha as upon a story, or better, a series of stories that he tells about ancient and contemporary Jewish history. In Yosef's narrative, the War of Independence marked deliverance only for those Jews living within the borders of the fledgling state. Okay, if you say so, but we venture to suggest that the Jewish people as a whole tells a different story about those events, a story in which the creation of the state marked a moment of deliverance for all Jews, not only for those living in Israel, which is why so many of us in the diaspora recite the blessing for the state that refers to Israel as Reshit Smichat Geulateinu, the dawning of our redemption, in first person plural. Similarly, as Rabbi Yosef tells it, the miracle of the cruise of oil makes the story of Hanukkah a tale of a supernatural event. But we could respond that that's not the way the tradition uniformly sees it. For example, the Al HaNisim paragraph that we recite on Hanukkah during the Tefillah and in Birkat HaMazon never mentions that miracle at all. It speaks only of the recapture and rededication of the temple. Perhaps the Hallel that we say on Hanukkah, which we say with the Brachot, celebrates not the miracle story, but rather the non-miraculous military victory, which makes Hanukkah a perfect model for Yom HaAtzma'ut. And finally, when Rabbi Yosef says, Rav HaDerech, that Yom HaAtzma'ut doesn't really mark a redemption because perfect and complete redemption is a long way off, well, we might ask, when has that ever not been the case? Was the redemption we enjoyed during the days of the First Temple and the Second Temple a perfect redemption? And who says that we are able to recognize the workings of God in Jewish history only when the temple is standing and in our control? In brief, Rabbi Yosef reaches his particular decision because of the stories he tells. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Like so many other questions of halakha, you can't answer this one without telling one set of stories or another about the history of our people. The thing is, Rabbi Yosef did not have to tell these stories. He could have chosen other narratives. By that token, if you tell a different story than Rabbi Yosef tells about the rebirth of Jewish national sovereignty in our time, you will likely want to recite Hallel on Yom HaAtzma'ut with the accompanying brachot. And there's nothing wrong with that either. Got a comment or a question? Our email address is freehoffinfo@gmail.com. This has been the 12-Minute Shiur number 12, Hallel on Yom HaAtzma'ut, Bracha or Not, from the Freehoff Institute of Progressive Halacha, Lehitraot.